Radio Daily for finally Frackin' Friday, the 27th of May, 2016. Tis all the geek without the wait. Good morning, hello, and how the hell you be? We're the fine folks from geekradiodaily.com. You might know us from Facebook and Twitter and pub crawls and conventions and various places where ne'er-do-wells hang out. The folks bringing it to you today, that there would be Saucy.
Perhaps now would be a good time to jump around like an idiot.
I'm not sure that's ever a good time. Hi, I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Dealing with problems ain't my job no more. My new job is hanging out, having fun, and cracking wise.
Hopefully I get to keep that job. What happened, yo?
1890, two U.S. patents for the first jukebox are issued to Louis Glass and his business associate William S. Arnold.
1927, the Ford Motor Company stops manufacturing the Ford Model T and begins retooling its plant to begin manufacturing the Ford Model A. For a while, Ford was just T&A.
1930, in New York City, the Chrysler Building, the tallest man-made structure in the world, opens to the public.
And that same day in 1930, Richard Drew of 3M invents masking tape.
Ooh. 1931, Augustus Picard and Charles Knipfer becomes the first men to enter the stratosphere when they rode their balloon to an altitude of 51,800 feet.
Nice. 1939, DC Comics debuts its second superhero in Detective Comics number 27, a guy named Batman, and if you look carefully, he kills a guy.
1953, Universal International releases their first 3D feature film, It Came from Outer Space.
No. It Came from Outer Space! 1959, after nearly a decade of use, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology finally deactivates the Whirlwind computer. It was the first computer to operate in real time and use video displays for output.
1977, the Walt Disney Company dedicates the Space Mountain ride in Tomorrowland at Disneyland.
1986, Dragon Quest, the game credited as setting the template for role-playing video games, is released in Japan. Excellent game.
1994, the Tomahawk Fusion Test Reactor at Princeton University's Plasma Physics Laboratory breaks the record for the highest temperature produced in a laboratory, 510 million degrees Celsius, which is 918 million degrees Fahrenheit.
1995, in Culpeper, Virginia, Christopher Reeve is paralyzed from the neck down after falling from his horse in a riding competition.
1997, the website of the Lost World Jurassic Park film is defaced. On the website's splash screen, the film's trademark dinosaur logo is replaced with the profile of a prehistoric-looking duck, accompanied with the title, The Lost Pond, Jurassic Duck. I think that's great. Best hack ever.
2006, Enphase Technologies announces it has demonstrated a holographic storage drive capable of recording 515 gigabits of data per square inch, setting a record for the highest commercial data storage density ever achieved. Birthdays?
Chris Colfer is 26. Kurt on Glee, the author of The Land of Stories, The Wishing Spell.
Jack McBrayer is 43 from 30 Rock, The Middle, and Wreck-It Ralph.
Paul Bettany is 45, Enemy at the Gate, Da Vinci Code, voice of Jarvis Vision in Marvel Universe.
Joseph Fiennes is 46 from Shakespeare in Love, Enemy at the Gates, American Horror Story.
Eddie McClintock is 49, Pete on Warehouse 13, Colonel Harper on Supergirl.
Todd Bridges is 51, Willis on Different Strokes, and he was on Everybody Hates Chris.
Adam Carolla is 52, The Man Show, Death on Family Guy, and Podcaster.
He has the highest rated podcast ever. It's in the Guinness Book of World Records. Perry Gilpin is 55. That's Roz on Frasier. She was in Final Fantasy Spirits Within and currently Scorpion, the smartest show on television.
Lene Quigley is 58, Return of the Living Dead, Creepazoids, Sorority Babes in the Slimeball Bowlerama.
There's a evil genie trapped in a bowling trophy. It's a bad film. Richard Schiff is 61 from Tank Girl, 7, The Lost World, West Wing, Emil Hamilton on Man of Steel.
Zach Norman is 76, Cadillac Man, The Nanny, and has advertised for 8 years in Variety. Zach Norman is Sammy and Chef Zabu.
For 8 years, that was an ad in Variety magazine. It's incredibly weird, dude. Louis Gossett Jr. is 80 from An Officer and a Gentleman, Enemy Mine, Iron Eagle, Jaws 3.
Lee Merriweather is 81, Catwoman in Batman the Movie, The Time Tunnel, and Betty on Barnaby Jones.
Harlan Ellison is 82, who wrote the Star Trek episode City on the Edge of Forever, wrote A Boy and His Dog, wrote I Have No Mouth and I Must Scream, a ton of things you should read.
No longer with us this day, 1837, Wild Bill Hickok.
1894, Dashiell Hammett, an American detective novelist and screenwriter, created Sam Spade and The Thin Man.
1911, Vincent Price, Last Man on Earth, Abominable Dr. Fives, and Egghead on the 66 Batman.
1922, Christopher Lee, The Man with the Golden Gun, Dracula, Curse of Frankenstein, Saruman in Lord of the Rings, Count Dooku in Star Wars. I mean, I could do an entire 20-minute show just reading his credits alone.
On ABC, new episode of 500 Questions.
CBS, it doesn't matter because everything there's a rerun, so screw it.
On NBC, new episode of Caught on Camera with Nick Cannon and Dateline NBC.
Fox just has a couple of reruns of The Simpsons because apparently it's already summer TV.
On the CW, reruns The Masters of Illusion, Penn and Teller.
It just came back. How are there already reruns? It's crazy. Freeform with Chamber of Secrets because they're only showing Harry Potter movies now.
The premiere of the first 48 Shocking Shootouts on A&E.
AMC will be showing The Matrix Trilogy. Hey, I still like them.
On Animal Planet, new episode of Urban Predator, Lion on the Loose.
Comedy Central, South Park, it's the one where Stan coaches hockey, conjoined fetus lady, Margarine.
Insidious Chapter 3.
FX will be showing Captain America followed by the Avengers, and if you listen closely, you can hear Steve say Hail Hydra.
New The Last Alaskans on Discovery Channel.
On FXX and The Simpsons, Homer and Marge try to spice up their love life, and the Futurama crossover episode.
Nice. 22 Jump Street on Encore.
IFC tonight has a theme going on. They'll be showing Blow, followed by Scarface. So welcome to Cocaine Friday.
Run All Night on HBO.
Run All Night. Sci-Fi Channel with a new episode of Wynonna Earp.
Ancient Aliens, new episode on History.
TNT, hey, here's some foreshadowing. It's Alice in Wonderland, so catch up, And Percy Jackson, Sea of Monsters.
New episode of Animals Gone Wild on National Geographic Wild.
VH1 is showing Fast Times at Ridgemont High and Dodgeball and Underdog Story, both edited for television, though.
Along Came a Spider on Showtime.
But tonight we're watching the Lifetime Movie Network, because when a man vanishes without a trace, his wife becomes the number one suspect, and trying to prove her innocence, she digs for the truth and unearths dark secrets about the man she thought she knew. April Bowlby and friend of the show, Corin Nemec, star in Marriage of Lies.
No blasted lettuce today!
No, because everyone is packing to go to Balticon, or a ton of folks are already there. Dude, Chooch and Viv, already there. Christiana Ellis, already there. A ton of folks, already there. We'll get there as soon as we possibly can. And so we will see you there. Our live show is Sunday at 3. So if you're in Balticon, Sunday at 3, find us. Otherwise, give me till about not Monday, and I think I can put something together for you. Otherwise, drop us a note, won't you please? It's podcast@geekradiodaily.com. We'd love to hear from you, and you can tell us all about the great time you had with us this weekend.
Emergency. Batman speaking. Warning all of you to brace yourselves for big news.
The biggest.
Tell them, Robin.
Holy superlatives, Batman. It's really exciting.
Greetings, citizens. Join me, your old bat chum, John S. Drew, on my journey to discover what it is I love about the classic 1966 Batman television series on the Batcave podcast. Each episode, I'm joined by a guest host as we review the classic television series. There's a new episode every 2 weeks, same bat time, same bat channel on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or at thebatcavepodcast.com.
Holy memoranda, folks. Make a note not to miss it.
Good thinking, Robin.
Hi, this is Corin Nemec from Parker Lewis Can't Lose, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Indeed you are. Ah, dude, Corin Nemec, you should be on the show again sometime, man. We have a cliffhanger episode you did with us that we really need to finish.
I got an idea for a movie.
Doesn't everybody?
Folks do. Things get made. Some are even out today.
Alice looking through the looking glass. Or Alice through the looking glass.
Because if she looks through it, she's going to fall. X-Men Apocalypse is out today. I'm looking forward to this. I know there's already some bad press and stuff. I know that's Ivan Ooze from the Power Rangers movie instead of really Apocalypse. But still, the X-Men movies have been really cool so far, except for the third one, and Wolverine Origins.
As I Am, the Life and Times of DJ AM.
USS Indianapolis, Men of Courage. We talked about this in our summer movie preview. This is the story that Quint tells in Jaws. This is the ship and the sharks, and dear God, this is going to be amazing.
Chevalier.
On Netflix, you can see Adam Sandler's new one, The Do-Over, when him and his buddy try to fake their own death, and things go hilariously wrong.
The Idol.
The Ones Below with David Morrissey. And this couple's got a first child on the way and get into a psychological battle of wills with the people in the apartment downstairs, which kind of sounds like, you know, most people's lives on a Tuesday.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Take a look at the world from a geeky point of view. Dentsu Entertainment USA and DHX Media have struck a global deal to develop, co-produce, distribute, and jointly manage licensing for the new Mega Man animated series. Now, it was announced last summer. We talked about it then, but apparently it's not a dead thing. It is going on. And global. So they're just going to announce, they're going to just put this all over the world all at once, which is an interesting way to do it. The original video game series, of course, back in 1987. Everybody knows this, the 30th anniversary. So it's set to air sometime early next year. What storyline are they going to do? Who knows? But it's sort of Astro Boy, so rock with it. It'll be cool. Dr. Wily? Dr. Robotnik? That's a different guy.
So a group of researchers at the Harvard University may have unlocked the mystery behind what causes Alzheimer's disease. The study published this week focuses on the protein known as amyloid betas. A-betas are the major component found in the beta amyloid plaques that cause the degeneration of the brain and memory loss over time. Until now, the role of these A-betas have not been fully understood. 11 researchers on the team believe that they have found a link between infections and the A-beta peptide that may be the root of Alzheimer's and a possible treatment. The hypothesis they came up with and confirmed in yeast roundworms and mice: when an infection happens in the brain, be it viral, bacterial, or fungal, and it seeps into the membrane, amyloid beta proteins will form a barrier around it, causing the infection to be cut off from any tissue to feed on and die. And the result is the clump of A-beta plaque, which is found in excess in the brains of Alzheimer's patients.
You're driving down the road, and there's people using their cell phones in all kinds of ways they're not supposed to, and sometimes it really pisses you off. Well, it really pissed off a guy in Florida who decided to use a cell signal jammer in his car as he's driving around town, specifically to stop other people from using those phones, and now he's been hit with a $48,000 fine by the FCC. Because it is a threat to public safety, because it can hamper the work of emergency response teams if you have a cell jammer blocking communications. The devices are illegal to own and use. It took 2 years for the FCC to decide that they were going to charge him. They listed his offenses as unauthorized operation, use of an illegal device, and causing intentional interference. On halfway day, the FCC leveled a $34.9 million fine to a Chinese firm caught selling the jammer online over a two-year period. So basically, these things are completely illegal, and you shouldn't have one unless you're very, very clever and can get away with it like I do.
The American military has added some seriously high-tech tools to its arsenal in the recent years. They have all these drones and heat-seeking thises and unmanned these things and all sorts of stuff. But did you know American nukes are still run from 3.5-inch floppy disks? Their computer is super outdated, like from the 70s. It is, what?
I've been inside the steel room in the Joint Chief of Staff area, and I've seen the inner workings of the Milstar satellite. If you're telling me they're using 3.5s, I'm going to tell you they upgraded.
Oh, the floppy disks, like the 5.25 and the 8-inch ones.
Okay, that sounds a little more like what I'm used to.
Right, right. They're still using 5.25 and 8-inch floppy disks. They're also using 1970s IBM Series 1 machines, 16-bit beast the company rolled out back in like 76.
I just think it's awesome you said 5.25 and not 5.25. Damn, I'm old. The Duke of Lancaster is a luxury liner built in Wales in 1956. It was to move passengers around in style. In 70, they converted it to a ferry, a car ferry, and in 1978, its last commercial voyage took place. 79, an investor bought it who wanted to turn it into a fun ship, and for a while it ran that way, but for 30 years, it's been sitting on a beach, and it's been rotting. In 2009, some people did what they called a raid. They wanted to go inside and they took all kinds of pictures. It took a collector to notice something. So an expedition to the ship, to the hold of it, has resulted in saving 50 classic arcade game machines. The machines are now in the safe hands of collectors across Europe and in the process of being repaired and restored. They said it was a complete time capsule. Every game, all 50 arcade games, came from 1980 and 1981. So if you're an old school gamer, you know exactly what that means. All the classic things that ate up every damn quarter you ever borrowed from your mom. Okay, borrowed. Like you had any intentions of paying it back or doing that extra chore. God, you were such a jerk. Me. GRD is licensed to Creative Commons Attribution, non-commercial, non-DBW Works, United States 3.0 license. Come check us out on Facebook and on Twitter and stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com. Pick up the app. Come see us at Balticon live show Sunday 3. Be there. See us there. You know, Jason from Talk Nerdy to Me is going to be there. I think Mike Lamoma is going to be there if there's not a scheduling conflict. Drop us a note, won't you please? Podcast at geekradiodaily.com. We'll sing and dance and do the instant jig and see you later.
Every part of it was good, but overall I hated it.
I feel exactly the opposite, but the same.
What do you think?
It stinks.
That's it, man. Game over, man. Game over.
Good night, everybody.
Listen, ladies, it's been real and it's been fun.
But has it been real fun?
I'm honored to pay tribute to Miss Betty Davis. When I appeared with her in Elizabeth and Essex, she gave up her beauty. In Dark Victory, she gave up her eyesight. And in The Virgin Queen, she gave up her hobby. And in 1962, whatever happened to Baby Jane? She appeared with her old friend, Joan Crawford. Miss Crawford has always been envious of Betty's voluptuous figure. As a matter of fact, Joan used to borrow Betty's bras to use for shoulder pads. Well, in 1963, there was Hush, Hush, Sweet Charlotte, and Betty Davis entered my field. Horror films, yes. But that's not new for you, Betty, because some critics have always found your pictures horrors. Yes, it's true that many reviewers have knocked Betty, but then that's how you measure a great star, by her knockers.